sounded like throughout the decades, all of the 100-year span of decades that radio broadcasting has been on the air, it's kind of a brand new project. It's not something that previous generations put huge amounts of collective effort into, and that work is being done right now at this very minute to sort of figure out how to proceed, both preserving what's left, the tapes that are on the shelves deteriorating.
Over here, cut the lights. This is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Over here, cut the lights. This is it, we'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Everything is real.
Radio.
Everything is real.
Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio. Radio. Radio.
The Everything is Real radio program broadcasts here on WGXC 90.7 FM every second Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
How can I say no to that?
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Milad H. Mazari of Murray, Utah. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty! Or give me death!
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Times Union that the town of Bern left an around 800% increase from last year's tax rate off its 2024 town budget. This week, though, it is posted on the town's website. The 2024 preliminary budget has an estimated tax rate of 4.6 or $4.60 to be paid for each $1,000 of a resident's assessed property value. Deputy Town Supervisor Anita Clayton said, and I quote, "The budget was very low for the last 2 years to give residents a break for COVID," end quote. About a month ago, the Altamont Enterprise reported the tax rate was not included in the budget. On October 31st, Bern Town Clerk Kristen De Oliveira told the Times Union that the tax rate wasn't available beyond an estimate. But the next day, the rate was listed on the town's home webpage. The town board unanimously voted to adopt the preliminary budget on October 11th without the tax rate announced. This week at 6 p.m. on November 8th, Byrne holds a public hearing about the budget before the final vote. The story says, and I quote, "The comptroller's office said in January the town essentially ignored its financial recommendations in response to a 2021 audit that found the town board failed to oversee Byrne's finances and illegally allowed then-supervisor Sean Lyons to pay the town's bills without the board. Then-deputy supervisor Dennis Palo is now town supervisor," end quote. Byrne is in southern Albany County. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that new Dutchess County Executive Bill O'Neill's first proposed budget includes plans to raise the county's 3.75% sales tax to 4% in June. The Republican is also proposing a second tax increase, raising the county's hotel tax from 4% to 5%. O'Neill's proposed budget also calls for, and I quote, 8 new positions, including shelter director, case managers, and program specialists, end quote, to help with the homelessness crisis. He also wants the, and I quote, creation of new affordable housing through the county's housing trust fund, end quote, but the story does not specify how the homes would be built. O'Neill took over the job from Mark Molinaro when his term in Congress began in January. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. New York's foliage report has almost the entire state at past peak colors. In fact, they have no information this week about the Catskills, but, and I quote, "In the Hudson Valley, Dutchess County spotters from Beacon and Fishkill report peak and just past peak foliage with 70% change and bright green leaves mixed with yellow, orange, and red. Columbia County spotters in Hudson predict that foliage will be just past peak with 95% color change and average to bright shades of gold, orange, and yellow plus hints of red," end quote. See more about this at New York's Foliage Report. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 56 degrees and a south wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 39 degrees and a calm wind. On Sunday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 55 degrees and a calm wind becoming northwest at around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. And on Sunday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 36 degrees. And on Monday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 53 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXE believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXE is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Accra, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
I see a man. He is looking for something. Something tells me there is something he is looking for. Behind your head, near the birdbath, turn, see size 12 shoes. It must be a man with extraordinary feet and powers of prognostication. Big Jim, or Psychic Jim. Some call him Big Psychic Jim. He stares into the sun but does not see it. That's because for him, there is no sun. His sun is gone. I feel a little Jim. His eldest son, and also psychic. But smaller, hence the name, Little Jim. Or Little Psychic Jim. He is still with us, but missing. Where are we? Of course, Niagara Falls. Population 48,252. 4 months prior, the population was the same. Only there were 200 more people. Where did they go? Oh, I sense this town has secrets. No one wants to talk about where they went. No one wants to talk about the Sunflower Cult. It's clear to me now, the Sunflower Psychic Retreat, where they took promising psychics like Little Jim out beyond the Cave of the Winds and never returned. But all I can hear is silence, as the town cannot speak of their failure to protect their sons, daughters, brothers,
strangers, cousins, pals.
I can sense they are all out there, somewhere, sort of like alive. Jim has tried. Closed his eyes so hard to see that he swallowed them. And in his stomach, his eyes were empty. No sign of his child. Nothing. Although Big Jim can see things others cannot, he can't see this. He's too close to it. So he is seeking out others who can see things others cannot. He is making a phone call. Yes, I see it. He's picking up the phone. Dial now. 1-800-716-WHAT. That's 1-800-716-WHAT. The Psychic Network, Niagara. where for just 50 cents a minute, with parental permission if he is under 18 years of age, Big Jim can ask a fellow psychic, like Donna, if she can help locate his son. Hello, this is Big Psychic Jim, and I need your help.
I hear you searching. I see you listening. Who's out there?
Questions were asked of questions.
I repeat, who is out there? Come in.
Behind fog of mysteries milked out by Falun Gong nurses, their ponytails soaked in Palo Santo, tripping riddles onto tracing paper, but the network wasn't working. She couldn't see anything. She could only provide him with a number. Yvette.
Sorry, that's a name, not a number. My crosses got signaled.
Yvette. This must mean, yes, her next-door neighbor, Yvette, who is also, by the way, psychic. She must be tuned in to this kid. She knows she can see something they cannot. So Donna adds Yvette to the call.
Hey, Donna, I sense you. I feel someone else on the line, too. Someone who can sense things, but cannot sense the thing he's looking for. I can sense it.
The three of them search, sense, and feel.
Sense there's something.
But all they can come up with is a name. Lily.
Who is Lily?
And a place, Ville.
Where is Ville?
Ah, it all makes sense now. Lilyville, the village of psychics. I can sense...
I'm getting the impression...
that there are seers there.
Incense.
Who can conjure a glimpse, perhaps.
Incense.
A peep seeker.
Bingo.
With sea salt fringes, pulling up the global positioning system from the carcass of a living billy goat to find a child. A child finder. Happy birthday.
Does red mean anything to you?
Summary. Set forth by the psychics, Big Psychic Jim heads to Lilyville, town of psychics, to try locating his son, Little Psychic Jim, who vanished with a group of psychics on a psychic retreat. Alone he goes. To crack the mystery that the town would prefer is history. I can sense... yes. I can sense...
is there anyone...
that this boy is out there somewhere.
I can feel a presence.
But then again, what isn't?
Something around the chest, presence. Or legs, I'm sense. Guessing heart. Spirit, to come in. Presence. Do you read? Over.
Bingo.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364. Of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
Bobby Previtt has a 2018 album called Rhapsody with singer Jen Hsu, harpist Zena Parkins, pianist John Medeski, and on acoustic guitars, Nils Klein from Wilco. This song is called The Timekeeper from Bobby Previtt's 2018 release Rhapsody.
Thank you. Thank you. 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 12, 11, stop this beating heart. Once it's made a vow, it's only time. If rain won't change your mind, let it fall. The rain won't change my heart at all. This chain around my hand, throw away the key, it's only time,
it's only time,
it's only time. Years falling like grains of sand mean nothing to me, it's only time. If snow won't change your mind, let it fall. The snow won't change my heart, not at all.
I'll walk your lands and swim.
Stop.